Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
State Senator John DeSantis on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Senator, we appreciate your patience. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, there was a bill that the Pennsylvania General Assembly last week, final passage of a bill that is now heading to the governor's desk for adoption. It would allow certain people with criminal pasts to, find some open doors in work occupations. Can you explain the process, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little context first. You know, one in five jobs now require a license in Pennsylvania, and I've had a 35-year business career in real estate development and construction. And I've seen the difficulty with getting people to fill positions that we had available. In fact, our firm, also used work release people out of various places to augment when we needed it. So that developed my interest. And when I ran for the Senate, you know, as a reformer, this is my first term because I'm upset with the way government's going and so on. So this was a natural connection for me. But the bill requires the Department of State licensing boards and commissions to complete individual reviews of applicants to determine if their past criminal history or conviction disqualifies them for the license. The licensing entities consider whether the crime or crimes are directly related to the occupation, and they have to weigh rehabilitative factors and whether they create a substantial risk to the public. The other interesting part of this is with our clean slate law that we passed last year, they would not have to disclose past convictions if it was removed because of the clean slate or as a result of a juvenile record. So that's a quick. You there?
Yeah, we're here, Senator. So Okay. The fact is with medical marijuana, we know that many people had convictions for, which has nothing to do with the medical side, for recreational, which is not legal in the state of Pennsylvania, convictions. And they had tried to expedite getting those expunged so the people with records that involved marijuana usage would not inhibit them from getting a job. Is that part of your plan?
Well, it depends. There's a vast variety of jobs here. And the point that a lot of people don't realize in the bill that within 180 days of passage, these boards must develop a clear list of what violations would be a problem pertaining for each license. So as an example, a sexual offense would prevent you from being involved in the medical field. You know, whether a marijuana one would or would not, I think that would come down if you were working in the pharmacy end of the hospital or a nurse. So all those are yet to be developed. But I think we've now brought a real framework where these issues can be outlined. And we've also removed a number of broad terms that people could be disqualified for as poor moral character or moral turpitude and things like that. All that vague stuff that may have been used improperly in the past is now gone, and we'll have a real concrete set of regulations here that would do a good job permitting people that, you know, have made mistakes when they're younger. And this does not include, you know, if you do felony murder, something like that, or violent crimes, armed robberies, this does not apply to that. This is for simple low-grade felonies and misdemeanors that would prevent you from getting a job.
Yeah, I'm a person who believes in redemption, and a lot of people say once you pay your debt to society and you've done your time as ordered by the courts and you've been through the system, then you should return to society as a whole member of that society. But a lot of the rules had kept people from climbing different ladders. I know that some of the doors that will be open are cosmetology license, nursing license, and selling cars and real estate and things like that. But when will the specifics be unveiled as to when or what parameters will be used for a certain license?
Well, the bill will be signed in the Senate today, and it goes to the governor. He has 10 days to sign, and then the specific parameters, as I mentioned earlier, will be developed in 180 days by each board. And there's a review process where public can comment on that. But as I said earlier, one in five jobs, it's just amazing how many jobs now need a license to. Do you guys need a license to be on the air, or can you?
Well, we, we used to. You used to have to have an FCC third class broadcast license to do this job, but
right.
They kind of eliminated that.
Yeah, but it also includes auctioneers need licenses. It's just amazing what needs to be licensed. And, you know, honestly, licensing, you know, I think was developed by the state as a revenue generator just to get money. It's a form of unlegislated tax, and it's just grown so far. And frankly, as we mentioned earlier, lots of times these licenses were used – licensing procedures were used in retribution or deny people and – you know, I know lots of people that have made mistakes and when they were younger and done dumb things and have gone on to be very productive members of society. And this is what this is about, not just opening the doors of jail and letting people out of jail that shouldn't be out.
Are there any groups that this bill does not apply to, any licenses that wouldn't apply?
Well, yes, it doesn't apply to teachers. And I really wanted to try to make this a part of it because I think there's a lot of area there that we could be working on. But the teachers are regulated through the Department of Education, so it does not include teachers. Everybody else that would require a license from the state's pretty much covered by it.
Before you go, Senator, are you concerned about this surge in COVID cases we're seeing around the country and even here in the western part of the state now in Allegheny County?
Yeah, I saw the bars were closed down there for alcohol and so on. I think there should be some level of concern here. I think people need to practice proper protocols and social distancing and wear their masks when they're in large groups like that. The disease is still here, the virus rather, and we need to work hard to just keep it under wraps. You know, I think you're seeing it in the younger people now as we open up because I think sometimes the younger people have a little bit more outlook that nothing's going to hurt them or nothing will happen to them, as I probably did when I was younger. But when you get to be 60, it changes. So you're seeing some of this happening where the sports teams on the college levels are coming together, and it's not when the guys and girls are training. It's when they go out at night where these outbreaks. So we really just have to be vigilant, but I've been a proponent of reopening Pennsylvania. I mean, we just can't wreck our economy at all costs, but we must be vigilant.
Senator John DeSanto, representing the 15th District in Dauphin and Perry Counties, we appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a good week. We'll see you.
Thank you, too. Sir. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.